Good afternoon, folks. You are listening to Wheeling the Pathway to Life with Brian Fitzpatrick on 104.3 LPFM, Pittsfield. And 89.3 Pittsfield. 89.7. 89.7 Pittsfield Public Radio. Good afternoon, Hazel.
Good afternoon, Brian.
I know we're running late.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, but you'll take care of me, won't you?
When have I not? Come on. When have I not?
Now, we will finish off the conversation after.
Oh, you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know it.
Do you want to give a quick thanks to our sponsors?
Yes.
Or would you like me to?
No.
Okay.
I can because...
He can because.
Yeah, because...
Whatever.
I'd like to... First of all, I'd like to thank Pittsfield Community Television and Pittsfield Community Radio for joining us on the adventure of putting us on the air.
Okay, we're not back.
On their side as well. And I'd like to thank Scaffolding Realty for their support with giving us our tower space to run our equipment tower off of. And I'd like to thank Greylock Federal Credit Union for their support as well. And the Green Paper Foundation for their support as well. And the Stationery Factory at 65 Flansburg Avenue in Dalton for their support. Did I miss anybody?
Nope.
See, you didn't even miss me, did you, Brian?
No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
You didn't even know. I stepped out for a second.
Yes, you didn't. I knew you did.
I don't know.
Because I can hear you.
Suspicious.
I can hear you. Hazel.
Yes?
What? But, Gavin and I would... preparing for the show yesterday.
Yes.
As we always do on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking about me getting back in schools.
Okay.
And situations like that. So, and one of the things, I can talk today, by the way, one of the things that I like to do is start a family-oriented group. Not so much with the kids, but with the parents.
Yeah.
Because I find kids are more curious than the parents will allow them to be. When it comes to disabilities and seeing people in the grocery store and seeing people like me in a wheelchair and, you know, that kind of thing. So I'd like to get a family group together consisting of parents and kind of give them some ideas of what to do with their kids were interested in seeing what, you know, and
sounds like a good idea.
Talking to people like me, because I think you'll find that the parents have more questions than the kids.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because the one question that I get all the time is, will this offend you if I ask you this question?
Right.
It's like, one, you're going to have to try me before I can determine whether it's going to offend me.
Ask before you bite their head off?
Yeah. Yes. But for the most part, if you ask a question and it's reasonable, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, mind you, I've had some ridiculous questions.
Oh, I bet you have.
I'm sure you have.
I bet you have.
And just real quick, I'll give you an example.
Oh. Okay.
Hazel.
Yeah?
If you didn't know me like you know me.
Yeah.
Do you think I'd sleep in the bed?
Do I think you would sleep in a bed? Yes.
Yes. You don't know how many people ask me, do I sleep in a chair?
What?
Probably, you know, that does not surprise me. I would think more people than not would ask you that.
Yes.
Yeah. I have heard some of the questions, Caitlin, that people have put, you know, they've been asking, like, disabled people different questions. I've actually heard them, and it's a good thing it's a thing that he brought that up, because I have had someone ask a disabled person, how do you sleep in a chair all the time? You don't have a bed, do you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at them like, seriously? You actually ask someone if they sleep? Of course they sleep in a bed.
Oh, my God.
They sleep in a bed just like you do. Hold on.
What?
Actually, in some ways, they can either sleep in a bed or sleep in one of those...
I'll be right back.
Oh, God. Sleep in one of those lounging chairs or whatever.
Hmm.
But they do...
They don't sleep in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Is what we're getting at here.
You can sleep in the chair, but it's not very comfortable.
Don't imagine it is. But you find that it's more adults than kids who ask those kinds of questions.
Mostly the kids, but I find the oddball is the way the parents are gonna try to interact and try to stop them from asking those kind of questions.
So you feel like the parents, like, prevent the kids from asking you questions that would, like, better help them understand?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, because, you know, it is adults that have that tendency to ask, is it going to offend you? And I think that they probably just assume that whatever their child has to ask you, like, will offend you, or, you know, like, because it's a kid. Kids just ask questions.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like, they're not always appropriate questions, but they don't know any better. It's
but
not, like,
sometimes,
done with...
sometimes... I'm more appropriate to handle it than the parents are.
Yeah. No, exactly.
No. I don't mean anything derogatory towards the parents.
Yeah,
I mean, I know how to handle questions like that.
Yeah, you're in that position to, you know, handle that and then educate that child so they walk away with a better understanding. Whereas, you know, so those parents aren't, you know, living with that day to day, so they don't really understand.
It winds up being an argument when the parent walks away, and it does when
Yeah, or also, like, you know.
It winds up being, I shouldn't say argument, but it winds up being a disciplinary discussion when they walk away.
Yeah.
Like, why did you ask that question? And I'm, like, saying to myself, why not?
Yeah.
That's a question.
They walk away, you know, they walk away with a better understanding.
That's a question that, you know, most people would want to know.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if they aren't allowed to ask those questions or they feel like the parents are penalizing them for, like, going over to approach you and ask the question, then they're going to be less likely to ask those questions in the future to try and understand, you know? And that's not good either, because then it creates, you know, that barrier that you're already talking about with the adults, you know, where people are like, is it going to offend you if I ask you this question? So it makes it more difficult to communicate with those people, you know? It's a cycle.
And I think the parents have more, less patience. And less understanding, not less understanding, but,
they're not as open-minded.
Less ability to take in the information.
Yeah, than a child.
Than a child.
Yeah, because they're so young, they're, you know, they haven't formed all those, like, you know, opinions and ideas about the world quite yet. It's not as solidified as it is with adults, you know?
Yeah, and, one example, and I use this all the time, but when I did do some communication work with one individual, the most difficult part was dealing with the two different styles of parents, because we were dealing with a teenager mentality of a 16-year-old, but he couldn't communicate that because it wasn't in the device to allow him to communicate. And then the parents didn't want him to have the ability to communicate in that way. So it's like I'm trying to deal with one parent that's telling me to go ahead and put what I wanted in the device, and one parent telling me if he says that kind of thing, I will smack him across the face and, you know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's like this.
That's a lot right there.
It's more.
What did I miss about somebody smacking across the face?
No, we were talking about a communication device and putting information in the communication device that one parent wanted me to do and the other parent didn't want me to do. So it's like, if he ever says that, I will smack him across the face and...
Ah, gotcha.
As a disciplinary action, not as a, you know. We're not talking about corporal punishment here, but...
Yeah, well, we ain't talking about anybody smacking anybody across the face either.
That's pretty intense, though.
Yeah, it is.
To try and deprive your child of their very basic right of expressing themselves in the way that, you know, is comfortable for them, and then to threaten serious punishment.
Right.
Should it occur. And, like, listen, I know that teenagers are terrible. I do. I was one not too long ago. I remember. I look back and I'm like, I'm so, so sorry.
I know my daughter, my youngest daughter keeps saying, Mom, I'm so sorry for everything, like, I put you
through. How did you do it? How did you do it? I would have, like, booted me. I would have been like, no, get out. Go somewhere else.
What I mean is, There's two different schools of thought on that. And the mother was like, let him experience it. Let him experience the natural consequence. And
absolutely.
Father was like, absolutely not.
But that's part of the growing experience. Yeah. That's part of how you... Honestly, that's part of how you learn consequences.
That's part of growing up.
Yeah, it's part of growing up. It's part of how you learn consequences so that you don't then go on and make those mistakes with other people. Because it's a lot better to make, like, mistakes like that with your parents than it is to, like, go out in public and say that to someone you don't know who you don't know how they're going to react. Yeah, exactly. You know?
I know we did this with the BRS. But I don't think we discussed this with WTBR listening in.
Yes?
Do you know that using a communication device, you cannot be a witness in a trial?
You can't be a what?
Witness in a trial.
Yes.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Because the communication device can be modified. So, it's inadmissible in court to use a communication device.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Even as simple as a tape recorder.
Wow.
Yeah, I have heard. And I have served on 4 juries, and... You're right.
Yeah. But that is for the gum.
Well, I think tape recorders can, I think. But I know other listening devices...
Tape recorders can because they can be... You can be notified that you're being recorded.
Right, exactly. Well, if you go in, like you see on these Law and Order shows, they tell you that they're being recorded.
Yeah.
They by law have to tell you that.
Given.
Yeah.
The reason why that is, in 99% of the cases... The communication device is set up the day before.
Oh, that I didn't know.
It's set up the day before. So everything that is being discussed and asked isn't put in by the client. It's put in by whoever is setting up the communication device.
No kidding.
Really?
So they're not the ones... They're not the one testifying. It's the other person. So that's why they don't allow.
See, that part I didn't know.
I was unaware of that.
Most communication devices have to be pre-set up.
Yeah.
So it can be auditorily spoken on command. It's not... usually written out by the person as they're saying it.
It's pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded on the device.
Hmm. Makes sense.
So that's why they... Which, under the Americans with Disabilities Act... That is not covered under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And it should be. Or have an interpreter or something that's familiar with that equipment to say, yes, I'm the one that did it, but this is what the client expressed to me to put it in the device for him. There's got to be a way around it.
With something like that, there has to be a way around. Because them saying, well, this is what the client told me to put in, I don't think that's going to hold up in court. I really don't.
No.
It might, but I seriously doubt it.
No. But I'm saying, if
there
you...
There has to be some way, though.
Right.
Yeah. Believe me, I will... That's part of my push, you know, to get things like this dealt with.
Yeah.
And, yeah, sometimes I'm a little overzealous about when in the appropriate time is to talk to senators and stuff, but this kind of stuff drives me absolutely up a wall.
And it's important.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it's very important.
And one of the things that I plan on doing when I figure out what I'm doing and how I'm going to do it is expand my reach with senators and people in Boston to actually get things done and use outlets like this to actually set up some legislation for things like that to, make that change. If it can be done at all. Now, looking at some of the politics, you may have some questions whether something can get done at all, but if anybody can do it, I can.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with my trusty cohort over there.
I've been upgraded again. Earlier it was I could find a new one, Caitlin.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Did I say that?
Yes, you most certainly did.
I like that. Did I say that? Oh, wait, Steve God. Urkel now? You know who Steve Urkel is, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do that?
Oh, my God.
Instead of saying, did I do that? Did I say that?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Brian. I just had to do that.
So
I got you laughing.
Yeah. What about your trusty co-host here?
With my trusty cohort, I can get anything done.
It's true.
She may drive me nuts about the notes, but...
It's for all of our benefits. It's so that you can't blindside us.
But...
Oh, he's good at that.
He really is, and he still, even with the notes, he still manages it.
Of course. I warned you ahead of time.
And
what?
Because remember, whether I'm on WRS or 99.7 Pittsfield Community Radio, this is my show.
Okay, it's his show until we have to start coming up with topics for the show, and then it's, Caitlin, what do you want to do with the show this week? And I'm like, wait a minute, this is your show, what do you want to do?
I'm getting...
Is she throwing you under the bus?
I'm getting...
Just a little bit.
I love seeing you laugh, I really do.
Yeah, it's great.
You wait till later.
Oh, no.
You wait till later.
Oh, no.
Oh, ruh-roh.
I get it.
Ruh-roh.
You wait till Sunday or Monday?
Well, don't forget, I'm not here next week or sweet. Yeah, I know.
Hazel,
I know. What? What do you want?
We'll talk.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to be a brief talk, because don't forget, there's somebody else coming in after you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Yes?
But what, that's one of the many things I like to do. Well, without getting into financial end of it, because I can't do that, and That is my ultimate goal, just to go around and handle topics like we just had and work with people and see if there's a way we can solve situations like that. Look at equipment and
take up the cause.
Yeah. Take up the cause. And if Caitlin behaves herself,
You act like I'm the troublemaker.
Well, the truth is, the two of us together...
Trouble.
Get me here, the old thing. It's a pair to beat a full house.
No.
We're definitely a pair that can beat a bull house. Hmm? Hazel.
Yes?
Are we a pair that can beat a full house or what? Oh,
that's the understatement.
Oh, my God.
That's the understatement.
She's never heard of that.
I'm too young for that phrase.
You've never heard that?
I have never heard that. And I've heard, like, a lot of weird phrases. Like, I don't know what it is, but my parents just, like, cling to them. But I've never heard that one.
Wow, I remember hearing that when I was a kid. If Bill ever comes in when you're here, he'll say it. Especially if he sees you sitting at the desk. Oh, my God, no, there's a pair of beautiful house. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I know.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know.
It's not. It's a good thing, though. It's a good thing.
If Bill ever gets back behind that desk...
He's here on Wednesdays. He has a show.
Okay, then you don't have to be in here. I'm not sure. Because you're not going to be able to talk. If Bill and I do a show... She will
not. Well, somebody has to keep you in check, Brian.
She will not be able to talk if I do a show with Bill.
Why is that?
Because Bill knows. Between Bill and I, we will. Neither one of us be quiet.
No comment. No comment.
I'm going to take that as a hard yes.
No, actually, he's not that bad. He's not that bad.
I'm sure he's not.
He's not. He's funny.
He's funny.
He is funny.
So Hazel.
So we're going to get back on track, what?
Yes. So where's the train going?
I don't know where your train is going. Your train, I think, went off the track.
Well, your train had a PSA this week, didn't it?
Okay.
He says that like I did something wrong. He's like, fine, Caitlin, I guess.
No,
I'm like,
no. You got me back on the PSA than I was going to do.
What? That's what I was trying to do. Come on, get back on track here.
No, we planned the PSA that I got to do.
Okay, go
like
for it.
Like the one I did you last week.
Okay.
UCB of Western Mass. Which is UCB of Western Mass. Kizzle, you're gonna have to help me with this one. Is it .com or .org?
UCPWMA.org.
Okay. We need people to PCA work, and we need people. We invite people to go on the website and fill an application to join this amazing team doing PCA, doing community outreach, and what else is available, Hazel?
I don't know what other departments have. I know.
Are there companion positions?
That I don't know. I don't have anything to do with that department. Yeah. I think there is. There might be one or two, I think.
I would assume so right now.
Yeah, I think there's one or two that you would have to talk to Tiffany, Keith, you know, somebody in that department.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly we need people to fill an application and what they're interested in, and then we will look at the applications, and HR will look at the applications and get back to you and let you know what's available.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, Hazel.
So, Brian.
Since you, ask me the question. I might as well do this on the air.
What? No.
Why?
We talked about this. We talked about it.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Oh my god. But we've talked about it like 6 weeks in a row, Brian.
No. We can...
Well, you can't talk to me about it next week because I'm not here.
Yeah.
We can talk about it later. As you...
What about all those, like, what about all the exciting stuff that you had coming up, like what we looked at yesterday?
What did we look at yesterday?
We looked at the website.
Oh!
Ding! Light goes off!
Yeah. I thought he would have remembered. He's been looking at it for, like, you know, a while now, waiting.
I've been looking at it and looking.
So what kind of new stuff do you have coming up?
Now, if you go to WTBR...
FM.
FM.
.com.
.com.
I got you.
WTBRFM.com. And click on podcast.
Yes. There's a little tab that says shows. And you just hover over it and it drops down, and then there's like schedule or podcast. So if you click on podcasts.
I'm there. No.
Wheeling the Pathways of Life is there now. So now the podcast is up online so people can go back in and listen to shows if they miss them or want to hear them again.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot for the D this way. Even if I'm here, I want to keep the slot open. This slot open.
Your slot will always be open. That's your slot.
Because even if I tape over the other facility, you guys can use the slot to run me anyway. So I will always be here.
Just not physically.
He'll be here in spirit.
Maybe.
It's not the same.
No. It's
what?
Like I said.
What?
There's more to the story, but I can't wait to tell
it. Yeah, I know there is. I know there is.
As a producer, I could, but... my co-producer's looking at me
like... You just love to, like, just throw that around, and you're like, I'm higher than you. Ha! I make the decisions. Until it comes time to talk about topics, and then it's Caitlin. Can you do this?
No.
Like, no.
It's like, Caitlin, please.
Yeah. Caitlin, I didn't mean it, please.
What I'm also looking at doing is anybody that has either a facility or any questions that can be done by Zoom or in person, they can reach me here, or I'm sure they can get a hold of me at the Pittsburgh Community Television.
Mm-hmm.
They know where I am, so.
And I feel like.
Anybody has any questions? First, we have a dedicated email address,
mm-hmm.
which is.
It's wheelingthepathways@gmail.com.
And we also have, which we got to figure out tomorrow.
YouTube?
Yes.
Yes, we have a YouTube, which again is Wheeling the Pathways of Life.
Yeah.
This is also the perfect time to say that if any of our listeners have any topics that they would like to hear talked about, yes. on the radio, that they can also send those in to wheelingthepathways@gmail.com, because we want to talk about what you want to hear about.
Yes. And any questions about the topics?
Yeah, like follow-up questions.
Yeah.
We check that email Monday through Wednesday.
There you go.
And then sometimes, if I have an extra day over there, I check the email for him as well.
Except for... the week of...
Except for the week of July...
11th.
11th. When I will not be here.
Through the 14th.
Yes, I will not. I will not be present. I will be elsewhere. I won't even be in the state.
There you go.
I gotta
be...
Brian, what are you gonna do without her? Besides go nuts.
Well, I got... my other cohort coming in for that one.
That's true. Are you excited about that? I'd be excited about that. I'm a little bit upset that I don't get to be in the same room as Tiffany. I'm a little bit sad about it. Just a little bit.
I would love to see all three of you in one room.
Well,
at the
we
same
did
time.
On that first show, but yeah, I feel like I was. One. Yeah, I feel like I was so nervous and I didn't know what I was doing that I was just like sitting over here in the corner, like, I don't know. I watched it. Yeah. I feel like it'd be so much fun now. Plus, I never get to see Tiffany anymore.
There you go, Brian. You got to schedule a day when all three of you can get together in that room that I'm looking at.
The four of us would be something else.
I know, right? What?
The other one that I want to get.
Who's that? Who that?
This one would send... send Caitlin through the roof.
You talking about the corporal or general or whatever she is?
The corporal.
Yeah. I can't remember the last title you gave her, whether it was the general or the corporal or...
I have yet to even meet her.
Really?
So, yeah, no, I haven't met her at all.
Oh, is she in for a trip? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's what he always tells me, though. He's trying to freak me out. It's just because, well, I got hired, when I was hired, it was still, like, the peak of the pandemic. It was, like, October of last year. So, like, things were pretty not okay, and then they were okay for maybe, like, a month. They, like, chilled out for a minute, and then things were very much not okay again. So, you know, nobody was in the office. Most of my, like, training and stuff was, like, over Zoom and, like, packets.
Hey, Brian.
What?
I would love to see you, Jen, Tiffany, Caitlin, all in the same room at the same time.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That'd be so much fun.
That would be an hour to be all hours. It one, would.
Truly.
One more person if we had room. Maren Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
Get all three of them together.
Oh my.
Put that name on the list.
Do you want all three of them or all four of them? Well, I don't know if all four of them could. Well, yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, actually, only three of them because there's one mic that isn't working. Yeah. So it'd have to be three others, not four. But still, that'd be a cool show.
Okay.
You just can't do that next week or the first week of September. Any other week, go for it. Any other week, go for it.
And WTBR wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, I know, right? Boy, that'd be a humdinger of a show.
Hazel.
What? Yes.
Before I forget.
Uh-oh, what?
I hope you have a good fourth and...
Thank you.
Hope you behave yourself during your vacation.
What? That's no fun.
That's this weekend.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah. Well, tomorrow, silly girl, is the last day of June.
Ah!
Exactly.
It all keeps happening so quickly.
Yeah, and I hate
it's like it's slipping through my fingers, and I know it's only going to get quicker, like, the older I get. I was just going to say that. I know. I always thought that was a myth when I was a kid. I was like, you're lying to me. It's always going to be, like, fine.
Here's why I have one question for you.
I'm a listening.
Are we still on target for that next week because you're not here, but are we still on target for the week after by having my equipment back?
Well, let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, right. Let's hope so. I can't promise. We're just waiting for it to come in. It's been ordered.
Okay.
So, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Does that mean I gotta get with the king?
No. Now you gotta get with whoever they ordered it from.
Okay.
No, everything's been ordered. We're just waiting for it to come in.
Okay.
That's my least favorite part.
Oh, God, I know.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's the weight that gets you.
And I'm also one of those people that, like, obsessively tracks packages. I'm like, is it going to come a day early? Am I going to get that notification today?
Lord. My husband does the same thing.
I can't help it.
Oh, good Lord.
But it's only because, like, I don't do a whole lot of online ordering. So when I do order something, I get very excited. Yeah.
I'm wrapping up, like we've said... Please, I'll do it the appropriate way now that I screwed it up, basically messed it up, I mean. Yes, if there's anybody out there that wants any questions answered or, needs any, advice or wants anything discussed on the radio, remember this is your show. Not my show.
Please reach out to us. We have the email. Yeah. That's why we set it up.
There you go.
And Caitlin would greatly appreciate it because, I mean, she would have to do less notes because we could run off the topics you guys give us.
Don't make it sound like I'm trying to get out of work.
No, but it would be...
Also, I would like to note that he just admitted that I did come up with the topics. I would like that to be on record.
Noted.
Thank you.
Duly noted.
Duly noted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, I got a question for you.
Wow.
What do you mean by returning to semi-normal by getting out more? See, I'm steering him back.
Semi-normal.
Yeah, because we're never going to get back to our normal what it used to be.
No.
That normal is long gone.
What does normal mean?
Nothing now. We're living the normal now. Healthcare still has to wear the masks all the time at work.
I was in Walmart today and some woman thanked me for wearing a mask.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm terrified. Nobody's wearing them anymore. Yep. Thank you. And I was like, I'm scared too. So like, I got you.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell you. From what I hear, in the state of Massachusetts, even on BRTA buses, as of August 1st, they are no longer required.
Even if they're not required, it doesn't mean it's not required that I don't wear a mask, though, so I'm going to continue to wear mine.
Absolutely.
No, but absolutely. That's going to bring up some more confusion.
Well.
But what I mean is back to normal, getting out more and doing more things. Going into schools and stuff like that. It's going to happen.
Okay.
It's been one of these years that I haven't been able to get even though
it's one of these years that most people want to forget.
Yeah.
I think we learned a lot, though.
One of the things that I would like to say is, when I look back at this show, is can you imagine this show was supposed to be just me dictating a book?
Yeah, I know, right?
And doing audio. And look where it's gotten us so far.
Yeah. Have you done your book? No.
You
didn't have to.
Didn't have to because if I wanted to do an audio book, I've got the whole thing already done.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure that you have more than enough. Material.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's still more to come.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Caitlin doesn't like to take any credit. We were talking about this yesterday. But it was two to three years in the making when you came aboard. But look at what I did in 4 months.
Yeah, but I just help facilitate. You're the one that ultimately puts the work in that gets you to where you are now.
Hazel.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean?
I know. It's okay. That's okay.
I'm just saying what I think is the truth. I think I just, facilitate.
Well,
you're the one that puts the work in.
You want to know what I think?
What?
I think you both are doing a fantastic job.
Aw, thanks.
I think you both are doing a fabulous job. You make a really, really good team.
Yeah.
You work together very well.
That we do. We do work together very well.
You work together very well.
But there are days when we have to kind of let our hair down.
Oh, yeah. Well,
joke around a little bit, but
of course, you're gonna have those days where you just gotta let loose.
It's the balance.
Yep.
Because right now, with the pandemic and my staffing situations, if I don't let loose once in a while, I'll be crazy.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's enough to do that to anyone.
Yep.
And
not to mention someone in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And people don't think that someone in a wheelchair has as much stress because they got other people to take care of them, and it's like...
Well, actually, I think they've got some time, depending on the situation, I think you have more stress.
Yeah, I think that's more
Tiffany and I were talking the other day, it's more of the unknown. Who's going to come in? What ends up, what's going on, how are we going to cover this, how are we going to cover that, is more of the question.
Yeah.
It's like, and she admitted something to me the other day, and I don't normally say this, but I will. She admitted to me something the other day. She said, bye. I don't have many ideas. So, what are we going to do? It's like, if you don't have any ideas, it's time to make a few phone calls and see where I can go for a couple of days, because if you can't figure it out, there may not be a way that we can figure it out. It's like,
yeah, but you always manage to figure it out, though.
But we got through it, but there was a moment there where... Yeah.
Well, that's going to happen with anybody.
Yeah.
That's going to happen with anybody. There's going to be times that you're just going to be like a blank slate. All right, where do I go now? What do I do?
Yep, when it comes right down to the wire.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does. It happens.
It's part of life.
It happens to me.
Yeah.
So, happens with everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, oh crap, what do we do now?
Yep.
It's part of that, like, unpredictable nature of life.
Right.
But being in a wheelchair is more unpredictable because you need so many people to do so many things.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the unpredictability. Believe it or not, I'm an independent person, but I'm stuck in an independent body, and it's kind of difficult to...
Yep.
Yeah.
Be able to...
Your brain is independent, your body is dependent.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Which is okay. And I've learned to work with it throughout the years,
yes, so I know
what I'm doing.
Yep.
So, anyway, Hazel... How much time do I have?
10.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah, yes, sir. It's the top of the hour.
Let's do a PSA. Let's do a public service announcement. Let's do a station identification break. This is Brian Fitzpatrick. You've been listening to Brian Fitzpatrick. And Wheeling the Pathway to Life with yours truly, Brian Fitzpatrick, and Caitlin Fitzgerald on WRS 104.3 and 89.7 on your FM dial. And my engineer Hazel is back there.
Yes, I am.
Just looking at me like, what's he gonna do next?
Nah, I just go with the flow.
Hazel,
what
are you doing on vacation?
I don't know, probably a couple day trips and just, I don't know, a couple things I wanted to get done around the house. Yeah, just putter around. And then the rest of the time, probably just park my butt watching TV. I don't know yet. Nothing definite yet. Nothing definite yet.
Until the one in September.
That, I've got definite plans. Definite for sure.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to be fully open? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It already is.
Okay.
Yeah, already is. I can't wait for that one.
Where are you going?
September, we go to Lake George.
Ooh.
I love it. I keep trying to ask my, you know, kind of convince my husband that we ought to move up there for the summer. Yeah, he hasn't bought that yet.
Aw.
He's like, no. It's like, oh, come on.
It's so nice.
I would love to live up in Lake George. I love it. It's so pretty up there.
That's how I feel about the place that I'm going in July. I love it so much. And I'm like, if I could, like, live here in, like, the summertime,
yep.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
I would do it. I'm sorry, Brian. I love it. Yeah. It's been in the family for ages, so, like, I've been going there since I was a child, and it's just, like, it's perfect, and it's so beautiful, and it's in the middle of the woods on a lake, and I'm like, it's Lake Damariscotta. It's, like, 30 minutes outside of Augusta in Maine.
Okay.
It's beautiful, and it's so quiet.
Yep.
So nice. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's, you know, 30 minutes from, like, you know, this... like two different like main hubs of, you know, things to do. So
I went up one time to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah.
So
that lake is massive.
We stayed at a resort up there one time, and that was the one time that I got the pleasure of getting in a plane that had, took off on the water.
Oh, cool.
I got us, like, a little, like, water. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like so water skis. Fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, and there's a couple of things that I've always wanted to do when we go on vacation. My husband says, what are you, nuts?
There's, like, I feel it, but I know they, like,
Should I tell Caitlin what the corporal wants me to do?
Sure, go ahead.
And then I'll end the show from there. Caitlin?
Yes?
If you ever give me the idea Did you want me to do this?
Sorry.
Kick your butt.
I'm gonna immediately agree with this. No matter what.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
She wants me to either skydive or go into a a room where they got this big fan.
Like a skydiving simulation. Yeah. Like it's indoor skydiving.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound like fun though? I think that sounds like fun.
Well,
let's just put it this way. The doctor that put my back together may not think so.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Fair, so, okay.
All right.
But if it weren't for that, I would 100% stand by that idea. It sounds like fun.
I want to take, they have the helicopter tours of Lake George.
Yeah.
They go all over and they show, you know, different scenes. I would love to do that. My husband says, what are you, crazy? Well, I may be.
Maybe, so, but it sounds great to me.
I know. Yeah, it's expensive.
I've already answered the...
What, that I'm crazy? I already know I'm crazy. All right. You got 4 minutes, Arkano.
So, Caitlin.
Yes.
When... you and I have one more show to do after this, which will be over at the,
WTBR.
WTBR.
This is true. And then I'll be on vacation. You're making it sound like it's like one last show permanently.
I know.
I was like, what?
Well,
are you going to decide, are you going to have Tiffany back and decide that you don't want me to do this anymore, Brian?
No. I'm trying to get both of you back on the team, but...
Oh, my God. No, I know what you're talking about, though.
I don't think Jennifer will want it.
Why not? Boy, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't it?
Or Kristen. No, back on the team, putting away a further show. But anyway, folks, and yes, while Caitlin and I are back at the other studio, when we come on the air, we will have a better idea of not only what we're doing, but when we are doing it, then we will have a definitive answer as to what's going on.
Brian will have a definitive answer as to what's going on.
All right, so you guys won't be here on the 7th because I won't be here. What about the week after you
come? The week after, he'll be here.
Okay.
That's the week I'm on vacation, so he'll be here with Tiffany.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we're on vacation like one after the other.
I know, right?
So, this has been Wheeling the Pathway to Life with Brian DeFedrick and Caitlin Fitzgerald.
We hope you have a wonderful afternoon and thank you for listening to us.
And have a wonderful 4th of July, everybody. This has been Wheeling the Pathway to Life on WRS. And 89.7 on your FM dial, Pittsfield Community Radio. Have a good afternoon, folks. Thank you.